This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want by dialing toll-free here to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Some pretty shocking news about the Tor service has come out. There's alleged hacking that has gone on. We will tell you more about that here in a little bit. It's pretty fresh news. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also coming up this evening, we get the latest on the Market Basket saga as it continues, where employees of a large grocery chain in the northern New England area have been protesting. They want their CEO reinstated after he was fired, a very, very popular CEO. And now the new CEOs that have taken over have given the employees an ultimatum. We'll give you the latest on that. You can, of course, bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. You can Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to do that. It's been a busy week for activist stuff here. Daryl, you had a trial. When was it? Was it this week or last week? It's all a blur
Tuesday.
For me at the moment. Tuesday, and I've been at the county fair. That's why I wasn't on the show last night. I was closing out the Bitcoin outreach booth that we've been doing, so that's been fun today. That's where I've been all day. But Tuesday, you were on trial for kind of an unusual charge. The people calling themselves the state here were trying to allege that you are a resident.
And they made that allegation not once, but twice.
But Daryl, isn't everybody a resident of someplace?
That's what governments will claim.
What does that mean?
Well, the New Hampshire statutes define residency, and they define inhabitant, and they define the word domicile. And there are conflicting definitions of all of those terms. And one could read the statutes in such a way as to say that anyone who spends any time in New Hampshire is thus a resident and has to abide by all of the diktats that are set forth that apply to residents. But one could also read the statutes and say that, you know, only people who choose to be a resident are residents of New Hampshire. And I have claimed since I've been here that I am an inhabitant. I actually prefer to claim that I am legally transient, and I went and filed some papers today to help further that claim. Of legal transiency. I have not had a lease since I moved here. Well, with the exception of maybe like a 6-month period when I briefly had a lease. But, you know, a lease is one of the things that a resident has. I don't have one of those.
Would a homeless person be a resident?
If a homeless person claimed residency, then yes.
Well, that was a question.
If a homeless person did not claim residency, then no.
That was a question you asked during your trial, which did not get an answer.
Objection calls for a legal conclusion.
Yeah, that's a question I'm really interested in getting answered. And the question is, just to rephrase it, is residency something that can be forced on you or something that you choose for yourself?
Right, and based on the wording of at least one of the statutes in New Hampshire, and it's RSA 259:88 for anyone that wants to, you know, go fact check me on this, it says that a resident or an inhabitant shall be defined in this other RSA, except that any person claiming residency in another state for any purpose is not a resident of New Hampshire. And for the purposes of having a driver's license, I claim residency in Arizona because that's where I have a driver's license. That driver's license expires on my 65th birthday. I intend to keep that driver's license until at least my 65th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I might never renew the thing. I might just say, screw it, and just keep it for the rest of my life. But for the purposes of driving, I claim Arizona as my residency.
Now, I know that there's a possibility, at least in Florida, I think is the case, but there's a possibility that there are statutes in Arizona that might contradict the claim. Like if you're not staying the full part of the year or for most of the year in Arizona.
Oh, there's a bunch of people that are part-year residents of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's nice there in the wintertime. So people will go from, you know, say Montana to mm-hmm. Arizona and live in Arizona for the wintertime and then go back to Montana once the snow melts.
But the New Hampshire people are arguing that you live up here and you don't live in Arizona, and so therefore you're a resident here.
Well, I claim to be an inhabitant here, and the statutes allow me to do that.
Mm.
And basically what it is, the prosecution is upset that the definition of inhabitant does not mean resident. And there have been court cases, one that I cited during my trial, and one that a lot of the conservatives in the state of New Hampshire are not happy about, because the New Hampshire Constitution says that inhabitants have the right to vote. And a lot of people want to change that to say that only people who claim residency should be allowed to vote.
That's because there's a certain group of folks, many Republicans here in New Hampshire, who don't want college students to vote. Isn't that
right.
basically it?
That's part of it.
And shouldn't college students be able to vote? I mean, if everybody has a right to vote, shouldn't you be able to vote in the place in which you happen to be staying at any given moment?
Yes, I would say so.
I would think so as well. You can share with us.
The claim by a lot of Republicans in New Hampshire is that people are driving across the border from Massachusetts and voting en masse for Democrats, and that people are just driving from town to town, voting multiple times a day, and just claiming to live in every town in the state. And that's an absolute absurd claim. There have been 8 people that have been convicted of voter fraud in, like, the last 8 years.
Well, there have been stories, and I don't know the veracity of them, but the stories that they, you know, certain people in Massachusetts will organize and get on a bus and come up here and go and vote in New Hampshire. I don't know if there's any truth to that claim, but I've heard it happen.
I think there's more truth to the claim that dead people vote in Chicago.
So it was an interesting trial, and it was actually fairly well attended. I thought you did a great job with it, Daryl. We've got video footage that Derek J. actually has posted up over at freekeen.com. We can come back and talk about some more details here. Chris is on the line in Connecticut, because what is residency anyway? We can talk about that. Chris, because everybody thinks they're a resident, but do you really know what it means? Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm just tuning in. I haven't really heard the conversation, but so far, so good. I just wanted to call in about the Federal Reserve Kids Camp creepy ad that I heard on national propaganda radio about 2 or 3 weeks ago at this point. Yeah.
For real?
For real. It was a pilot beta test program somewhere, complete with school buses picking up the little kids and bringing them to their little summer banker indoctrination camp.
Wow, that sounds creepy. So what do the kids learn at the... What do they learn at the Federal Reserve Camp? What is it they learn at the Federal Reserve Camp?
Well, they learn basics about money and saving, but the scariest punchline of the whole ad was they learn on their bus ride not to distract the driver in any way, because he might crash. Like, hint, hint, don't criticize Janet Yellen, hint, hint.
Is this for real? They don't really have a Federal Reserve Camp.
I heard it on NPR. I'm guessing it's for real. I'm surprised nobody else has reported on it yet. And
was there an actual name for it, or was it just like Camp Fed
Federal
or something like
Reserve
that?
Kids Camp, and it was a beta program.
All right, that's interesting. All right, anything else you want to share tonight, Chris?
Yes, I signed the Free State Project petition last night.
Hey, congrats.
Awesome.
Congrats. It was actually somebody who was up here in Keene the other day from Connecticut, and we're trying to convince him to make the move up here. What was it that, for you, was kind of the final straw?
Well, it was Mark goading me, but I've been 100% committed now for probably a couple of years. But when I first heard about it, I wasn't able to get up there in the 5-year window. Now I am, and Mark said, well, go put your money where your mouth is, and I did that.
And is that Mark Edge, Mark Edgington?
Yes, Mr. Edgington.
Cool, man. Well, thanks, and we'll look forward to seeing you up here. When are you making the move?
Probably a couple years next. I got to keep amassing funds, you know?
Right on. Well, save your money. Don't send your kids to the Fed Reserve Kids Camp and put the money towards making the move to New Hampshire. Thanks, Chris, for the call tonight. Just talking about the Free State Project. which is the reason why Daryl and I are sitting here together tonight. We were brought here to New Hampshire thanks to the Free State Project. Not that they paid for our move or anything like that, but it's an idea to bring people who love the ideas of freedom all together to the same geographic area. And that choice was New Hampshire. We'll look forward to seeing you here, Chris. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. Take control.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to bring up anything you want. Just dial toll-free here to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. If you like Bitcoin, if you have Bitcoin, you can send Free Talk Live some Bitcoin through our Bitcoin tip jar over at Bitcoin.com. blockchain.freetalklive.com. What's that you say? You don't yet have Bitcoin? Well, go get your free Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.com. And then you can load it up through ExpressCoin. It's the best choice for buying Bitcoins or Dogecoin. And believe it or not, Daryl, I actually have had two people say, when I asked them about Bitcoin at the county fair, say they wanted Dogecoin. They were interested in Dogecoin.
Yeah, I heard one of the guys say that.
I was really surprised by that. So if you want to get Dogecoin, you can do that. Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, they're all available through ExpressCoin. So go there, and you can do it with money order, check, or wire transfer. And they really care about customer service at ExpressCoin. They want to get your needs taken care of. Plus, you can even deposit cash at certain banks, the community credit unions that have what's called shared branching. So go to ExpressCoin.com, and you can download their app for your smartphone as well at ExpressCoin.com. Oh, and by the way, use coupon code FTL. If you're ordering less than $40 worth of Bitcoin, you get it for no fee from ExpressCoin if you use code FTL. Again, ExpressCoin.com. We can come back with more tech news with the Tor anonymity software. Looks like it's in trouble. We will share some of that with you. Plus, you can take control here and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Daryl, you were on trial on Tuesday in Keene District Court for a couple of charges of basically not getting your license changed to New Hampshire because they claim you are a resident. The idea being that there's some law that says that once you become a resident in New Hampshire, you have 10 days or something like that to change over your information. Am I right about that?
That's basically it. But the thing is, I have never declared New Hampshire to be my residency.
They are declaring you as a resident in New Hampshire, and that was essentially what they were trying to prove to the judge in the trial by presenting evidence that you have lived here, by presenting evidence that you have run for political office here.
Right, and based on the state constitution, which is basically their rule book, that they are supposed to follow.
Which they don't.
It says that inhabitants have the right to vote, and inhabitants have the right to run for office.
Right.
It doesn't say only residents can vote, or only residents can run for office.
Yes, it's going to be very interesting to see where this goes, because they previously, the very same prosecutor had charged me with similar things last year.
And I actually cited that during my closing argument.
Yep.
And she tried to give some kind of reason for why she had to drop those charges, and the judge said, I can't accept testimony during your closing argument, so I have to, you know, disregard the statement that you just made.
Yeah, her reason for dropping the charges isn't what I think it actually was, because she told me straight to my face that she was dropping the charges the day of trial, basically because she knew she could take me to administrative hearing at the DMV and get me, you know, basically deemed to be a resident by the DMV. And she did, and she was successful at that. The whole video is online, by the way, on the Free Keene YouTube channel, where you can watch me and Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land come on from Arizona by remote. And he really, the administrative bureaucrat really gets upset with Mark. It's pretty entertaining viewing. But ultimately, they decided that that I was a resident, according to their viewpoint, and that they were going to go ahead and force me to get a New Hampshire driver's license. Now, what will happen in your case, who knows? Because your case is a court case, therefore, it's reasonable doubt, not preponderance of the evidence, as far as the burden of proof, whereas mine was preponderance of the evidence. And in this case, the judge, you know, who knows what he'll end up doing on this? He's taken it under advisement. It's
right, and I actually got an update on the case today where he has given the state two additional weeks to file a response to my motion to dismiss that they had previously responded to 3 months ago when I filed it. But
so he wants another response from them?
Right, because I guess because I presented additional evidence that you know, there was a court ruling 1 week ago that I couldn't have presented to them 3 months ago. So I guess in light of the new evidence that has been presented, he wants to give them a chance to respond. But what I actually think it is he knows that based on their own rules, and if he is to follow the law, he must find me not guilty on the residence charges.
Why?
Well, their rules say that if someone claims residency in another place
for
any reason,
claim residency. During the trial, you didn't testify.
The state presented evidence of my residency in another place.
True.
And
they presented your licenses from other states.
Additionally, the court ruling from last week contradicts all of the evidence that they have that I'm a resident. Basically, it surrounds the fact that I have voted and that I've run for office. The court ruling out of Stratford County says that, you know, based on the state constitution, neither of those things makes one a resident. So he has to say that I'm not guilty. I think he's just giving the state additional time to sort of, you know, lessen the impact of how bad it's going to be when they wind up losing.
Well, you know, I appreciate your optimism, Daryl. I hope that it works out. I don't know what to expect. I really don't. I think you've got a good argument.
And I've got something up my sleeve if he does find me guilty.
Are you going to appeal?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's very cool. All right. So you'll definitely be keeping our listeners up to date on that. But why? Let me ask a bigger question. Why not just be a resident? I mean, come on, Daryl. Why are you being such a stick in the mud? Why can't you just go along like everybody else does and establish residency when you move to a place? That's what everyone does. And, you know, people, when they move to a new place, they want to establish residency. That's what people are supposed to want to do, isn't it?
I've never wanted to establish, in all of my adult life, I have not wanted to establish residency anywhere, because with residency comes, you know, quote-unquote obligations. And I don't believe that I am obligated to follow any of those things. So I don't want to claim residency anywhere.
What's an obligation a resident would have that somebody who is not a resident would not have? I mean, obviously, when you're in a place, a physical location, there are people who will force you to follow their ordinances and their laws, whether you're a resident or not. So what's one example of why you wouldn't want to be a resident, or why? What is a benefit of not being a resident?
One of the obligations, and the largest obligation, is the requirement to get a driver's license in whatever state. And there are things that prevent me from getting a driver's license anywhere right now. If I were to go anywhere in the country to try to get a new driver's license, I would not be allowed to do so because I have a warrant in South Carolina. I call it a no trespass order to the entire state of South Carolina.
I mean, you're essentially in no man's land. You're screwed, basically.
Right. You know, I'm in legal no man's land unless I want to shell out several hundred dollars to the state of South Carolina to make this warrant go away. I can't get any new government papers from anywhere.
So is resident, and this is the question that I think ultimately would be interesting to hear asked at the Supreme Court, you know, is residency something that can be forced on you? Is it something you can choose? The law in New Hampshire makes it sound like it's something you choose.
Right.
But what they did to me in the DMV certainly was not my choice. They forced it upon me, and they threatened me with violence if I didn't get their license. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. It's all completely free. And if you need focus, you're feeling fatigued, and you're trying to get that extra edge when it counts, check out modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students are using this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making a difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. Over at modup.net, they make it affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They care about purity and potency. They'll ensure that it's consistent to that of the branded version. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net is also a supporter of the Bitcoin community. You pay with Bitcoin, you get a 33% discount. To make the deal better, use the code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order, whether you pay with Bitcoin or not, over at modup.net. Code FTL. It's world-class service at a great price. That's modup.net for modafinil. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the idea of residency. It's a legal term. Now, I don't have the actual legal definition here in front of me. You know, I could pull up Black's Law Dictionary and we could dig in. But essentially, it's a legal term that it doesn't mean everybody who lives in a place doesn't have to be a resident.
Right.
And that's what the people who are part of the state would like you to believe. They want you to want to be a resident. They want you to come into their domain They want you to jump through their hoops. They want you to pay them some money. They really want you to be part of their system. And there are 50 separate state systems, and they're all a little bit different in the United States. And each one of them has certain requirements. Some have more requirements than others. New Hampshire is probably one of the lighter states as far as residency, things you have to do as a resident,
right.
Obligations that you become obligated to as being part of a resident. So,
sending your kids, if you have children, sending your children to a local school is one of the requirements.
You're putting yourself on their radar, and
yes.
The government is a criminal gang. It's a criminal enterprise of men and women who, many of them are very, very nice people, and they don't realize they're part of a criminal enterprise, but I think some of them do know they're part of a criminal enterprise. Anyway, it's a group of people forcing their way and their views upon people, and if they know who you are and they know where you live, they're more likely to pick on you. They're more likely to find things to tell you, oh, Daryl, you need to do X, Y, and Z because you're a resident here in Florida or Alabama or whatever, you know, fill in the state where you live. Well, why am I obligated to do those things? Why? I can tell you that I don't believe that I am. Even if they, in New Hampshire, have told me, and Daryl, they haven't made a decision about you yet, but they've told me I'm a resident. The DMV has told me I'm a resident and I had to get their driver's license, or men with guns would kidnap me if I tried to drive to the grocery store.
Right.
So,
and actually, what they did with you was slightly different. They had ruled that somehow you had violated the privileges of the road, and they were going to suspend your license. And the only way that you could get it unsuspended was to then go get a New Hampshire driver's license.
That's correct. And they claimed that I violated the privileges by not getting their driver's license
right.
in the first place. Which, again, I don't see what obligation I have to do those things. Only obligation that I know of is there's a man with a gun who's going to put me in a cage if I don't do it. So that's ultimately why I decided to do it, after dragging my feet for as long as possible. And I think this is what's the most instructive about what we're talking about here, Daryl. Those who are following our saga of residency here in New Hampshire, and of course the best way to follow along is on freekeen.com, where we'll post court paperwork and, you know, the real nitty-gritty details of this. But the takeaway is, I'm one of the most visible activists in the Keene area. That there's no doubt about that. Now, whether I like that or not, it's just the truth. And because I'm a visible activist, I'm far more likely than, say, you, not you, Daryl, but you, the listener, if you were to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And let's say you come from Arizona, where you got this 65-year license or whatever it is. It's ridiculously, or it goes to your 65 years
65th
old.
65th birthday.
You don't want to get rid of that thing. Nobody would want to get rid of a license like that. So what obligation would you have to make that change over? I say none. And the reason I say none is because they, the government people, have no obligation to protect you. They claim that in order, you know, the citizenship idea is that you owe them a duty of allegiance, meaning you do what you're told to do.
Right.
You are their liege, you know, or you're enslaved to them, essentially, to some extent. I guess not their liege, but they would be your liege.
You are their subject.
You're their subject. And so they don't have obligation to protect you. There have been plenty of court cases where it's been determined by the Supreme Court of the United States the government has no obligation to protect you. Therefore, we should have no allegiance to them. And they can't prove they have an obligation because all the evidence shows otherwise. But yet they continue to force people into this residency scam. They continue to convince people that it's something desirable, that it's something that you would want to have. And I would like to know from you, the listener, what is it that is desirable about residency? What is it that you want residency for besides the fact that you were taught you need it? Besides the fact that if you ever move somewhere with mom and dad as a kid, one of the first things a lot of people do when they arrive in a new place is, oh, what do we need to do to establish residency? It just seems like a thing.
Right.
I mean, you don't do it, Daryl. I don't do it. But some people do. And ultimately, my point earlier was that I never really finished, was that if you move to New Hampshire and you're not a visible activist, then there's not a damn thing they're going to be able to do to really hunt you out or to sniff you out on that.
Right.
They came after me because I'm fairly well established as an activist. They came after you because somebody snitched you out with some kind of an anonymous tip. Yeah. So I don't know who that was, but...
Nor do I, but It's interesting that it wasn't very long ago that the U.S. Supreme Court actually upheld the right of anonymous tipsters to report road infractions.
And when you did ask about it, a police officer said he could not recall.
I don't know. I don't know if it was an email or a telephone call or a fax or what it was.
You were targeted likely because you're an activist as well. But if you're just somebody, and the Free State Project, the idea of moving liberty-oriented people all to New Hampshire, or as many as possible, to New Hampshire to get active, many of those folks are kind of behind the scenes. And I meet some of these people at the county fair. It's what I've been doing most of the week here since Wednesday, every day. And you've been out a couple days as well, helping out quite a bit. But we're talking to average folks who are coming by at the fair. And every now and then you'll come across a couple or a family who they'll say something like, oh, yeah, we moved for the Free State Project, but we don't know anybody, or we don't come out, or, you know, we have a family and we're too busy and we don't have time to socialize with you folks. And to be fair, we don't have kids. You and I, Daryl, right. You know, we're single guys, basically. I'm not single. I've got a girlfriend. But either way, we don't have kids. And so we got a little bit more time on our hands than some of these folks. My point being, there's a lot of people out there who aren't on the front lines of the liberty movement. And it is to them that I say, when you move somewhere, to New Hampshire, for instance, don't bother with the whole residency thing.
Yeah.
Why bother with it? All you have to do is, like, if you have a license or a registered car in another state, just contact the state and say, yeah, can you send me my registration up here? I'm going to be up here on my birthday. Like in Florida, it's around your birthday when they send you the renewal. Different states, different setups. But when you send me the renewal, I'm going to be up here in New Hampshire. Can you send that to me? Oh, sure. What's your mailing address? Because you can have the address for your residency purposes in that state,
right,
which is in the state. And then you have a mailing address where they will send you all of your renewal paperwork. And then you just cut them a check every year, and they cut you the little sticker, you know, that you put on the back tag of the car. And as long as when you get pulled over, you don't answer the cops questions about how long you've lived in Keene, Manchester, or whatever city in New Hampshire, they have no evidence to charge you with not changing over your license. So yeah. I understand it. Share your thoughts. 855-453. And, you know, I got away with it for 6 or 7 years. I'm one of the more visible activists up here, so you can probably get away with it for even longer. Go to freestateproject.org. We'll continue with more Free Talk Live coming up.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has 2/3 of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No. No. And no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial toll-free here to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, an update on the Market Basket controversy. Plus, has Tor been hacked? The anonymizing service on the Internet. Are all the sites like the Silk Road and the customers therein vulnerable? We'll find out more about that. The toll-free number here again, 855-450-FREE. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier today. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. In fact, Daryl, I just paid you a commission this week because you brought on a new station, which is great news. We'll be announcing them at some point in the near future.
Should be announcing them tomorrow.
Okay, great. That's a good plan. So I'm a little bit scattered. I've been at the fair. I don't even know what's going on in the real world. My days are basically 8 a.m., get up, get out there, spend all day at the fair, come back here at 6, maybe snag a shower before the show, do a show, and then do the archives, go to sleep, and get up again and do the fair. So I'm kind of living in carny world right now.
And you only know what day it is based on the co-host that's in here?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not living at the fairgrounds, although you can actually do that. So I'm not actually living in the carny structures. They have like these huge trailers where the carnies live. Have you ever seen those before?
I haven't. When I arrived a couple days ago, they actually thought that I was showing up to park in the camping area.
Because you have the bus.
Because I've got not a bus.
Right. And it's interesting, the kind of the lifestyle of the carnies. But that's a whole other issue. Let's go to the phones here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you are a carny or you've been a carny. You want to tell some carny stories. There's always good stories from carnies out there. Some of them pretty scary, though. Let's go to Richie in Merrimack, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Richie.
Hey, last week you had someone on who was talking about, I guess, Florida psychiatric system.
The Baker Act, as it's called in Florida, it's called different things in other places, basically allows people to be involuntarily committed against their will and then held for a certain period of time. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I've been involuntarily committed in the state of New Hampshire.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, you guys had some questions for it, so I thought I could explain how the New Hampshire system works a bit.
Go for it.
In New Hampshire, you have 3 days when you Stone will file a petition. They get 3 days to inform the courts that you're going to be committed, and then you have to have a court date within those 3 days.
Okay.
So I got there when I got the sheriff's department brought me in around 3 o'clock in the morning, and at 8 o'clock in the morning I was meeting with my lawyer and I was in court. So it sounded like in Florida they didn't have, you didn't even get a lawyer. In New Hampshire you do.
It's interesting.
So the judge will make a ruling as to whether or not they can prove that you were a danger to yourself or others. If they can't prove that, then you go home. But if the judge rules that you were a danger to yourself or others, you can get up to an additional 14 days.
Jeez.
Yeah. And
what happened to you?
I had the 14 days, and then the doctors actually got a two-year commitment out of it. I didn't stay in the hospital for 2 years. They released me on what's called a conditional discharge. So they can get up to a five-year commitment out of somebody after those initial 14 days.
What does that mean when they got it out of you? Did you commit yourself to their treatment? Did they force you to do it?
No, I was about 14 years old and I had attempted suicide. And my mother had filed a petition to have me involuntarily committed.
Uh-huh.
And so the sheriff's department came down to the emergency room and transported me to Concord State Hospital.
Oh, my God. All right. And so then you stayed there for 14 days. And then after that, what was it that, you know, did your parents sign you into this commitment for the two-year period? How did you get on that two-year thing?
Okay. The doctors had filed more paperwork with the court to get a two-year commitment. So I was involuntarily. So I ended up staying in for about 4 months. And then after the 4 months, they released me on what's called a conditional discharge.
And this was from the state hospital, meaning a mental ward run by the state. To me, that sounds like a nightmarish place to live.
To be honest with you, the conditions are probably a lot better than prison. I do have to say that. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that didn't really need to be in there.
I believe that. Did they force medicate you as well, Richie?
I didn't refuse medication. They can't actually force the medication on you unless you're actually hurting somebody. They prescribed me medication. I didn't refuse it.
What happens if you refuse it?
To be honest with you, I don't know, because they can only keep you in there as long as you can prove that you're a danger to yourself or other people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you refuse the medication and you're not doing anything that would cause concern for them to be a danger, I think it would be a very difficult case for them to force you.
Do you think that the people in the state hospital helped you, or were you all right and you just had a bad time and you kind of dealt with it on your own? Was it actually useful in any way to you?
To be honest with you, I had never been suicidal until I was prescribed Prozac. So I think it was the medications that actually caused it. It's kind of weird. If you've ever taken some of the antidepressants, I mean,
no, I have not.
You start feeling emotions and start having thoughts that you would never, you would even dream of having. So.
Huh. Were you continued on the Prozac while you were involuntarily committed?
No, they took me off. They put me on another medication called Effexor.
I've heard bad things about that, too. Do you feel like ultimately that the 2 years was a complete waste? What's your verdict on that?
I got released on the conditional discharge. A few months later, the Effexor, I started hearing voices when I was on that.
Whoa.
My conditional discharge got revoked. And they had to bring me back in the court again for that, too.
What is it like when you're hearing voices on Effexor? Does it sound like it's coming from somewhere in the room, or is it in your head? What is it like when you're hearing voices on Effexor?
It's It sounds like it's coming from in your head. Maybe a psychiatrist explained it to me that if you're hearing voices in your head, that's like better than hearing them outside your head. It's a different type of hallucination, I guess.
I see. It's more of a narrative sort of thing. What voices? I mean, were they different voices? Were they distinct? Did you hear the same voices multiple times?
It's kind of hard to explain to somebody that hasn't really experienced it before. You know the voice that you hear inside your own head when you think?
Sure. Sure.
All right. Imagine that with a completely separate voice that you have no control over. And that's kind of, or at least that you feel that you have no control over.
Does the voice tell you to do things? What are some of the things the voice is saying?
A lot of different things. The way it's explained to me is it's kind of like your subconscious. It was telling me my medications were poison and, you know, all sorts of stuff like that.
I believe it on that one. On my account. Well, it wasn't telling you to do anything violent or dangerous, was it?
No, it was causing me to be extremely paranoid.
Paranoid.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the fear from my mom and the doctors were that the paranoia was going to cause me to defend myself when I wasn't actually defending myself.
Well, I'm glad you got out, Richie, and thanks for telling us your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Man, the experiences people have had, Daryl, I don't know if you know anybody who's done this stuff, the antidepressants like Richie was talking about there. Hearing voices, people go on murder sprees when they're on this stuff.
I've heard a lot of stories about that. When I was younger, my dad was on some kind of medication for narcolepsy and depression, and it basically turned him into like a human zombie.
What does that mean? What is a human zombie?
He had no emotions. No, he had no emotions.
Oh, wow.
And he did not look like he was a person, if that makes any sense. Like, the life was just taken out of his face.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Well, that sounds like he'll get you right out of a depression. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want. Tell us about your experience with some of these antidepressant drugs. If you'd like to share your story, this is Free Talk Live. Take control. Next.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot, or quick click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to lumberliquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.